You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
And we have something called Craigslist Misconnections.
Mm-hmm.
This is still a thing, yes. People go on a website called Craigslist. They sell a bunch of different things, including love.
Yes.
But this misconnection is where they don't know any information about that other person that they saw in public, mm-hmm. so they don't have their name to like stalk them on social media, so they put it out there in hopes
yes.
that someone will go, oh my gosh, you're the crazy lady from Come and Go.
Yes, there's a lot of gas stations, grocery stores, fast food places where this happens, and it's like their last ditch effort. They're like, I don't know how to find this person.
Can you help me?
Can you help me? And we will try right now.
This is a service to try to get these people together so they can reproduce.
Well,
and we can have kids that are quality members to our society.
Okay. You know what? Maybe someone will actually find true love.
They have? No, we've talked to plenty of people.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, well, let's keep doing it
then. We'll keep on. I mean, think about this. There's always a small percentage of people that it works.
Right.
But the majority.
The majority, not so much.
Do we want them reproducing is the question.
Maybe not.
Some of them, yeah.
There's always a good percentage.
Always somebody that wants to prove you wrong. Like, yeah, listen, I have a successful marriage from Craigslist. Like, we have four kids together. That's awesome.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're like the 2%.
Right.
And it's for that, we do this.
Yeah, we will applaud.
But we are talking about the 98% right now.
Yeah. So, this says Sunday, this last Sunday, 8 in the morning at Wendy's on Independence in Springfield, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, you were walking out as I pulled into the parking lot. You spoke and smiled. At first, I thought I might know you, but then I think that I was just taken by your smile, bucket hat, and positive attitude. Day Kate. She has a bucket hat.
Day Kate rocks a lot of bucket hats.
She has a lot of bucket hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You made a nice comment about one of the workers in Wendy's. Get back to me if you'd like to grab a Wendy's breakfast sometime.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute.
I applaud him for his amazing choice of foods. Wendy's breakfast, as you know, is the superior breakfast.
Can I ask, did you squeeze this in there?
Was this part I didn't
of your,
write
like,
this.
Endorsement?
I promise I did not write this.
Is the next one going to be like a Hy-Vee or something?
No, I promise I did not write that. Okay.
Guys, she's like doing this for the clients.
No. But I'm just saying
she's
if you want a breakfast date, go to Wendy's, seriously.
Yeah, and try to find the bucket hat guy.
The bucket
that's smiling at everyone.
Hey, it was really cool in there. Right on. They got great breakfast sandwiches
in
there.
Yeah, they sure do.
Seems like they paid this guy to just go.
Wendy's breakfast is awesome. I work with Chelsea.
No, there's no mention of me in this. Anyway.
All right, hopefully you can find the bucket guy.
Yeah. Just hanging out at the Wendy's each morning.
Yep.
This happens South Glenstone, the Walmart Market worker who smiles. Okay.
What is the smiling theme
Lots
today?
Of
this
smiles.
Is nice.
It is nice. It says, we kept crossing paths as you were doing the pickup shopping. You have dark hair. You're female. You kept smiling. I felt like you wanted to say something. Maybe you liked the tattoos. Maybe tell me what you're thinking. You never know. So the worker, okay.
We always need to bring this up for Craigslist Misconnections. Here's the thing. Sometimes when people smile, it's not a true smile. It's an awkward, like, I don't know what else to do because I'm weirded out smile.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, what kind of smile is the question.
Yeah. I feel like you can tell by their smile.
Well,
if it's
some
genuine
people.
Or if it's like, leave me alone.
Some people don't understand social cues also.
Mm.
Like, they're just not good at socializing.
Yeah.
Seeing what people are like giving out the vibes, like it's time for us to end this conversation now.
Yeah.
Smiling.
I get you. I have that
bucket
with you.
Hat person.
I have that with you a lot.
Do you?
No, I'm kidding.
And you're like, you can't leave.
I want to get away from this conversation.
When can I leave the studio?
I know. I'm counting down the minutes. Okay, so we're going to go to Fayetteville right now. It says tree trimmers at Wilson Park in Fayetteville. There were two men in a city bucket truck doing some tree trimming across the way. I was working and so were they, so I couldn't get any closer, but I know they were cute. I have a thing for tree boys, so if this was you, please hit me up. Tree boys?
Don't we all?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It is now.
Is there like a tree boys calendar? Like, out?
We can only hope. Like, can we just put that idea out there? If you are a tree trimmer...
A tree boy.
And you He has a voice. Can we please promote a calendar with you?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Just suspenders and bucket hats. And if you're holding a Wendy's breakfast sandwich,
that's where it's at.
In your tree trimming boy outfit.
Can you imagine the tree boys enjoying a Wendy's sandwich in their city bucket truck?
You are blowing minds.
I know.
Right now,
I
Chelsea, know. It I is know. Just.
It's getting hot in here.
Too much.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.